With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting new rules to limit overdraft bank fees are getting legal pushback. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a finalized rule that limits overdraft fees that banks can charge. The rule is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees that hit consumers on everyday purchases, including banking services. The new rule sets a cap of $5 for an overdraft fee. The group claims that the CFPB is exceeding its authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason that the number of abortions has increased across the U.S., even after state bans started taking effect. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Mideast nations to support a peaceful Syrian political transition.
We're very focused on Syria, very focused on the opportunity that now is before us and before the Syrian people to move from out from under the shackles of Bashar al-Assad to a different and better future for the Syrian people, one that the Syrian people decide for themselves.
Blinken met on Friday with Turkey's foreign minister after talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to try to bring Turkey into a consensus to prevent Syria from collapsing into wider turmoil. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 86 points today. This is SRN News. A Canadian official opposes public prayer.
François Legault, the premier of Quebec, is urging lawmakers to take up legislation that would make it illegal for people to petition God outside of churches or their homes. Legault says, quote, "People praying in the streets, in public parks, is not something we want in Quebec." In fact, the premier is taking aim at Muslims who pray several times a day wherever they are, but a ban on public prayer would affect all religions and might violate the Canadian Charter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana Supreme Court is continuing to block a law that bans sex change operations on children while a court challenge plays out. In a unanimous ruling, the justices decided that a state judge was correct in saying the law was likely unconstitutional. The injunction will remain in effect until a trial can be held. Montana is one of 26 states that's trying to keep doctors from carrying out irreversible surgeries on kids. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street at the end of a bumpy week. The S&P 500 ended little change. The benchmark index reached its latest in a string of records a week ago. It lost ground for the week following 3 weeks of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Broadcom surged after the semiconductor company beat Wall Street's profit targets and gave a glowing forecast, highlighting its artificial intelligence products. RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, surged after raising its revenue forecast. The Dow was down 86 points to finish at 43,828. The NASDAQ gained 23 to 19,926. The S&P 500 dropped less than a point to 6051. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.